It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
So now we're talking to Dr. Mandisa Mthwesi, who is a public health practitioner specializing in health education and recovery from digestive, systemic, and cognitive, my goodness, and autoimmune symptoms of leaky gut. Look at that. Today, however, we're not talking about her. We're talking to her about her ministry above and beyond what she does professionally. Joining us now is Dr. Mandisa Mthwesi, who's talking to us about her ministry. Dr. Mthwesi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. We really appreciate you joining us for this afternoon. Tell us about your ministry. What is this Healthsome 07? What's it all about?
I think you already know the answer because it's a Healthsome.
Okay.
And then you have got that 07. What does that tell you about the number 7? Perfect, right?
Okay.
All right. Let's hit it and start with ministry, right? When you talk about ministry, biblically in the New Testament, using Greek language, we know that the term ministry does not just center, it always centers on act of service to others, right? And it sometimes carries the more powerful connotation of servitude to God.
Okay.
What I'm saying here is that Christ, being our creator, came to be a servant to us. And then talking about ministry of healing, he did it.
Okay.
Are we together there? Yeah. So now coming to us, we should and we must understand that ministry implies a sense of being duty-bound to work under God's authority and his loyal servant.
Okay.
We have the minister of Jesus in healing people and carrying on the tradition of Jesus Christ. So that helps us is mainly talking about serving people in a sense of helping them to be healthy and totally or wholesome health, right?
Okay.
And when you talk about wholesome health, you are talking about the physical aspect and also the spiritual aspect.
Okay.
Those always go together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
continue. Yeah.
What services do you render in this ministry, Doc?
That's a very good question, you know. The services that I render, they start from the list that we have just read. They start from what we call food revolution.
Okay.
And we know that what happens when you, this is a great question though, what happens when you give your body the right fuel? What happens? With modern diet, there's a critical issue that affects all of us. This is the leading cause of human death on planet Earth.
Oh.
Because this is fueling diseases like autoimmune, metabolic, and neurological diseases,
okay,
as well as systemic one.
Mm.
Maybe you'd be asking me a question about what is this, Doc? Please, you know, make this clear to me. You're talking about autoimmune.
I mean,
when your body attacks the healthy cells of your body,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because normally, when the pathogen is entering the body will, with what we call inflammatory response, respond to that pathogen to fight it. This is a pathogen, but not fighting healthy cells.
Hmm.
But when the body fights healthy cells, it is when we are talking about autoimmune diseases like cancer and all the like. And then there are also the metabolic ones. That is when we're talking about diabetes. That is, I'm just giving you examples here.
Okay.
Neurological, of course, we know about this is affecting the brain.
Okay.
By the way, the brain is connected to what we call the gut, all right?
Okay.
That means whatever happens in your digestive system, it will affect your brain by the longest cranial nerve, which we call the vagus nerve, that communication. You understand what I'm saying? And then systemic, we're talking about the system itself. When we're talking about our joint issues, it is when we have a problem with the diseases that are affecting our system, right?
So, where are you based? Where is this ministry? Where is HealthSum based?
Okay, right now I am working with my partners. I think maybe we're going to ask that question as well. I've got my partners, one is a surgeon, another one is dealing with home nursing, and then another one, let me say this. Last year, I went abroad to advance myself in dealing with musculoskeletal issues and joint issues. What do I mean there? People these days, especially that they work from home, they sit down in front of their computers, not knowing that they are going to have a problem with their spinal cord. I'm talking about starting from stretching your head towards the computer, then that is going to affect your cervical spine, right? And then down to the thoracic cavity, down to now when you are sitting, that balance and sitting for the long time is affecting your lumbar spine and then your tail part. And then some people these days are also feeling very difficult to walk. That is when there's a pinched nerve there in your spine, and then it becomes a referred pain that you feel right down your neck. And many other, I can say a lot about these things, but then when you come to me or when we talk about these things, that is when I can say, okay, your issue is this one. You understand what I'm saying? Now, let me say this. Replacing a part that God gave you is not a good way to go. Replacing your knee is not a good way to go because God gave you that knee for a purpose. But the body heals itself. So if your body has degenerated, you must regenerate it. What do I mean? Regenerate those cells, because cells are there helping you also to replace what was there for a long time. For example, the skin is replaced, you understand? Even though you see it, but it is replaced. So the body repairs itself. That's what we must do.
So you were telling me about your partners there, your partners and where you are all based there, Doc. Where who are your partners and where are you guys based?
For now, I work especially from home. We're still trying to set up our place so we can work together. One is a plastic surgeon, one doing home nursing, and this other one, I work with him dealing with this musculoskeletal issues. We are having an office here at Marlborough right now. Yes,
So
we
all
do
of
have an office.
oh,
Yes.
okay. All of you are based in Malberton.
Yes, in Marlborough. Yes,
Okay,
Tobek.
tell me what is the purpose of this ministry? Since you're already practicing in your various fields, now why make up a ministry out of it? What's the purpose of the ministry, Doc?
In simple terms, we want to draw people closer to God, to their miracle. People must not lose hope, thinking that, okay, if I'm suffering from whatever, I've got a chronic illness, God can deal with that because God created us to enjoy life, and also not enjoying life alone, but enjoying life with Him. If I may go further with this fact, we know that Enoch was a man that walked with God, and God took him to heaven. This is the thing that is lacking.
Okay.
If our lifestyle, now we're talking about our lifestyle,
Right.
if our lifestyle is forgotten, then we will have these problems. And we can never talk about lifestyle and leave God aside. No, we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
That means we cannot be able to control ourselves. We can never be able to make correct decisions about our lives
Right.
if we are not connected to God.
Right.
God is the real, Jesus says, I'm the real, that is John chapter 15, I'm the real vine, right? And we are the branches. So for us to be able to take good care of ourselves, we have to be attached to the real vine.
I like that. I like that. Okay. So how can we as faith communities support your ministry, Doc?
Good question. You know what? Before I left Korea, just before I graduated my last qualification,
Right.
God said, memorize the book of Revelation, Maddie.
Okay.
I was like, this is going to be difficult because I'm going to use an English Bible now, and I'm using King James Version. And then God said, I want you to memorize that book of Revelation, the book of Daniel.
Okay.
So churches are inviting me to do what? To do health talks, to conduct Sabbath schools,
Yeah.
and to preach.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So a health talk in the afternoon, preach during the main service, and then in the morning, I will go with my disciple. Sorry to say this. There's a friend of mine here at Personia Church. Her name is Leonie, a white lady.
Yeah.
She said, Mandy, I would like to go with you when you are invited to these places. Of course, I just go with her locally.
Right.
Last year, I was invited outside of Gauteng. I was invited in KwaZulu-Natal, in KwaNongoma.
Right.
When I go to those places, I go alone, right?
Okay, okay.
And so what I do is to teach people to start with how to read, study, memorize, and recite the Bible.
Okay.
And teach them about health issues. Because if you tell me that the doctor said, I have diabetes, which one? You don't know. You understand what I'm saying? And then also, when you're told that you have diabetes, you lose hope. But you can reverse that health condition. So I do reversals. Do you
Okay.
understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
It's not only about teaching people how to prevent. Now you have gone past that stage of preventing it. You are having it. How do you reverse it? Am I going to be on medication for life? No.
Okay.
You can stop it.
Okay.
So you can be a doctor of yourself. You
Right.
can reverse that health condition. Yes.
I
All
like
right.
that. I like that. I like that. Okay. So this appears to be personally important to you, Doctor. Why is this ministry important to you?
Oh, just like I said, I really love serving God.
Okay.
I really love serving God. I really love serving the community where I live.
Okay.
And I don't have limits when we talk about the community. Right now, this Leonie that I told you about,
Right.
she went to the Glen and she went to Old Mutual there. And then they were just having like a conversation. And then out of that conversation, she said, you know what? I've got Dr. Mandy who can come here and assist you because now you are at your workplace, but and at workplace we need performance, right? You
Right,
agree with me?
right, right, right.
And there can be no performance if there's a gap between the boss and the employee. There should be
Okay.
that relationship, right?
Yeah.
Now you teach people how to relate to each other. And also, there could never be any performance at work if people are getting sick,
Okay.
no performance. So you teach them about health issues. So I like this because it is part of me wherever I go, whatever opportunity that I get. If I were to take a taxi, there in the taxi, I have to say just a small word about God,
That's right.
and draw people to, you know what? talking about teaching people how to memorize the scriptures. On Sunday, I was on a memorial service, and then a certain lady asked me about how to memorize scriptures. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'll start teaching her how to memorize the scriptures.
May God bless you, Mandy. May God bless you. May God give you all the strength you need, all the wisdom, and extend the territory of your ministry. We love professionals like you who use their professions to minister. Thank you very much for all of that, Doc.
You're welcome. You're welcome. There's something that I didn't mention before I let you go away.
Okay.
We need to detox our bodies.
Yeah.
The car that you drive, it needs minor service and it also needs a major service. By minor service, I'm talking about changing plugs and oil and whatever. Major service, it is when you deal with the engine, right? But if you neglect dealing with the engine is going to have problems. You have to take it to the engineers, right? That is when the doctors are surrounding your bed with what? With scissors and all the like. So prevent that situation by doing colon hydrotherapy. You're talking about these other things. I do enemas and whatever. You do not cover the whole colon.
So perhaps I will invite you on a different show where we will have a series of these conversations of how to take care of our bodies with the things we eat and things we should not eat. Is that all right, Doc?
Perfect.
I'll call you and then we'll have that arrangement. Thank you very much once again, Doctor.
You are welcome. Enjoy your day.
All right, God back is at you. That's a founder of HealthSum 07, Dr. Mandy Sum Twesi, talking to us about her ministry. Looking forward to more of that here on AWR.